Today is Wednesday, the 15th of October, the feast of Saint Teresa of Jesus, in the 28th week of Ordinary Time.
What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto my Father? It's all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Called out music sings, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you join in with this joyful thanksgiving today?
See, all I have to say is thank you, Lord, for the breath in my lungs. I thank you, Lord, for the strength in my body. I thank you. You're a wonderful Father to me. From the depths of my heart, all I have to say, what shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto my Father? It's all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Therefore, you have no excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same things. You say, we know that God's judgment on those who do such things is in accordance with truth. Do you imagine, whoever you are, that when you judge those who do such things and yet do them yourself, you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Don't you realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But by your hard and impenitent heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will repay according to each one's deeds. To those who by patiently doing good seek for glory and honour and immortality, he will give eternal life. While for those who are self-seeking and who obey not the truth but wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be anguish and distress for everyone who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honour and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality.
Sobering words from St. Paul today. But are they not also freeing? Whoever you are, that's all of us. When it comes to the judgment of God, not one of us is better than the other. Notice your reaction. Thank you. God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. In the light of these words, how do you feel? Can you sit with God in His kindness? Stay with that thought for a while. As you hear the passage again, you might like to recall the famous scene where Jesus writes in the sand and says to a woman, utterly humiliated by those publicly judging her, I do not condemn you.
Therefore, you have no excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same things. You say, we know that God's judgment on those who do such things is in accordance with truth. Do you imagine, whoever you are, that when you judge those who do such things and yet do them yourself, you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience? Don't you realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But by your hard and impenitent heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For He will repay according to each one's deeds. To those who by patiently doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. While for those who are self-seeking, and who obey not the truth but wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be anguish and distress for everyone who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honour and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality.
You might like to have a conversation in the presence of God's loving kindness. You might begin to touch on the whole topic of judgment. Don't be afraid of letting it be brought to light. Allow your conversation to develop. Become aware of the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.